Even Orlando's biggest boosters must have felt a slight twinge of uncertainty at the implosion of the old Amway Arena on Sunday, the building far younger than most of the houses in the surrounding area, and, after costing $110 million to construct in 1989, certainly more expensive, was deemed outdated at such a young age. It all looked like a premature end to an inexplicable era. But as the City of Orlando municipal elections approach on April 3rd, the significance of the crumbling walls shouldn't be underestimated. The property upon which the old arena stood, meant to bring in $90 million toward the construction of the Amway Center, remains unsold, its development hinging on investment in incumbent Mayor Buddy Dyer's grand vision for a creative village, or as he put it on the phone to me last week, a transit-oriented development urban infill industry cluster of digital media companies and academia. Say that three times fast. Or rather, look back at some of the mayor's other big ideas that we're all still paying for. Handing over Church Street Station to winners like Lou Pearlman and Cameron Kuhn, building the $480 million Amway Center for fat cat conservative Rich DeVos, the half-empty skyline conspicuously consuming Orange Avenue. Though Dyer may be the presumed winner in Tuesday's election, that doesn't mean he should be let off the hook for the messes he's made. Dyer's always ruled with the money and the friends he keeps in his back pocket. Buddy gets it done, his TV ads boast. Knowing what it means, I'm not so sure that's a good thing.